Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
With Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, got some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. With all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the NBA season opening doubleheader. Four phenomenal guests joined us today on the show. Let's see if I can remember all of them off the top of my head. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, former Major League Baseball general manager, CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, the great Jim Bowden, Matt Moore, Action Network, Locked On NBA, talking all things association, and Drew Dinsick, the whale capper from NBC Sports. Four phenomenal guests. Great Bill Zimmerman acquitted himself well today after a horrendous Monday, a bounce-back Tuesday for our friend Bill Zimmerman as he attempts to win life-changing money from my wallet. A cool $20. Mm. And Bill is our executive producer today. Our tactical director is Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our video producer is God's perfect creation. Because he got Brad Evans' video right today after Brad's video was horrible yesterday. And by the way, it took the video producer of BetMGM tonight. Like Mike didn't fix it. Someone else, someone named Monty did. Like it was Detroit Lions running back David Montgomery fixed it. Like Major League Baseball starting pitcher who got destroyed by his own owner, Jordan Montgomery, for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Monty fixed it. Not Brad Evans. Not Mike Brown. Monty. Monty fixed it. Mike, good job earning your paycheck today. The great downtown Mike Brown, our video producer on You Better You Bet. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring Ryan Horvath, featuring our guest at this time, Brad Evans, and featuring, of course, the great Monty. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo. How's it going?
Hola, amigos! And you always want to go the full Monty.
So Mike Brown just typed in our show chat, Brad, that Monty had hours to figure it out. He only had 2 minutes. Is that a fair point, or is Mike Brown making an excuse?
No, he's making an excuse.
If there's one thing that my crew loves doing, it's making excuses. Is he making an excuse?
He is making an excuse. Monty had a roughly the same exact number of time that Mike Brown had to try to figure everything out. I think Monty's just a pure through-and-through genius. That, my friends, is the power of Big Ten University. That, my friends, is the power of the University of Iowa.
I need to ask you an important question, and don't give me a BS answer. I want you to answer honestly.
Sure.
Do you respect You Better You Bet video producer Mike Brown?
No.
Thank you. What's your best bet?
We love you, Mike.
World?
We really do.
Yes. I was praying that the answer would be no, and it was spectacular. What's the best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
Oh, let's go with a former ILL product. At least he was for a hot minute. Brandon Pajimski, of course, more of Santa Clara fame. Now I'm over the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to take the over on 3.5 games in the opener night for the Dubs taking on the L.A. Lakers. They're the battle of the Golden State. You look at the Lakers last season. I really struggled in a lot of areas defensively, especially trying to stop the basketball. They allow the 8th most opponent assists per game. Hopefully it's going to carry over in the new year. No LeBron with that nerve issue, obviously. Also, the Lakers gave up the 13th most points per possession on defensive basis. You look at Pods. He went 6, 7, and 5 dimes in 3 of the 4 matchups against the L.A. Lakers, averaging 3.4 assists per game. So just under that is what he averaged. I think he's going to be north of that average in the opener. Minimum, folks, 5 assists, and all we need is 4 to cash in at a plus 105. A little baby seduced by the juice. Opening night there in the NBA with Brandon Pajimski.
Oh, the great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Brad, have a great show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow for Predict the Prop on Hump Day.
Oh, hump day! Austin Reeves, over 22.5 points. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Only did one finger. Not the two.
Don't tempt fate. So while Brad was giving us his bet on Brandon Pajimski, I did something.
What was that?
I constructed. Stand by for the amount of teams. Tonight, there are 10 games, hashtag on the ice.
Oh, let's go.
Can I interest you in a 10-team NHL parlay for tonight that pays 495-1?
I'll do it. I'll tell you. Let me get my...
All right.
Here.
Are you ready?
Got to write these down. Yes, I am ready.
Okay, are you ready? All right, 495 so how about this? Just for bleeps and giggle, I will give you the matchup and the price, and you tell me which team you would take. And then I'll tell you at the end which teams I have. So the Capitals are hosting the Kraken. Washington -275, Kraken +220.
It's not coming up Seattle this week, so give me the Capitals.
Oh, I like Seattle. You're way wrong.
I wish you the best of luck.
The Islanders -220 against the Sharks +180.
Ooh. Sharks. Give me San Jose.
All right, so this exercise is already stupid. My 10-leg hockey parlay. Kraken.
Please. Okay.
Islanders. Oilers over Senators.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the one loser, by the way, is Edmonton. Canucks over Penguins.
Okay.
Maple Leafs over Devils.
All right, we got Toronto in there. They got good vibes.
Panthers over Bruins and Brad Marchand's return to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Stars over Jackets. Predators over Ducks.
Gotcha.
It sounds like you are hitting your keyboard with an anvil. Blues over Kings.
Blues. Is that softer? I tried to go a little bit softer there.
And Mammoth over Avalanche for the finale. 495-1.
I'm still not used to Mammoth being a team, but I will tell you on this right after the show. I'll put this bet in. When's the first game start?
Jake, let's drop the-
I'm assuming 7 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get this
15
in.
15 minutes. All right, Jake, let's drop the dope ass beat and we'll talk some NBA. All right, for everyone that's going to bet the NBA tonight, use today's NBA No Sweat token. You don't need to sweat if your wager loses. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Go hard in the paint this season. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. All right, we have a special surprise coming up for everybody. But before we get to the surprise, let's give side and total bets, Femi, for the NBA for tonight. Game numero uno, the Thunder, 6.5-point home favorites against the Rockets. The total down to 226.5. No Jalen Williams, no J-Dub tonight for OKC. Fred VanVleet out for the season for the Rockets.
Great. No J-Dub, I think that's giving us an opportunity to bet the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. I like laying the 6.5 in this game. That is a bet that I placed about 20 minutes ago. I think Houston's still going to try to figure this thing out. It's a very intriguing lineup, all these tall guys. I just don't know how it's going to go against literally the best defensive team in the league. They were awesome, historic last year. I think there's a chance they're even better this year with a full season of Chet Holmgren. So give me OKC on banner night. They get their crowd and give them something to cheer about, something more to cheer about after last season. I like the 6.5 with the Thunder.
I bet under 227.5. It's 226 now. Up to you if you want to take that or not. I like the under in the game. I think this is going to be an absolute rock fight. Really fun game. If I had to bet the side, I'd actually take the Houston Rockets. Warriors and the Lakers, Femi, in L.A. Golden State, a 2.5-point road favor. 227.5 the total there. No LeBron for the Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers win this game tonight. I bet +3. Those are no longer available, but I still like the money line. Like +130, +125, +120. I think this is a coin flip kind of game. And Luka Doncic is the best player on the floor. He looks awesome with all the video footage that we saw from Eurobasket. He's in shape. He's dialed in. The Luka Lakers succession plan is underway. And I think they show up big tonight in the opener.
I will actually not bet this game as far as the side or total is concerned, Femi. I will have a prop. I'm going to bet Luka over 31.5 points. No LeBron. I think, you know, this is the transition time. I think Luka is going to take that responsibility seriously and bombs away. 30.5 is the number. It's getting bet to the under, like God bless people, like they could be right.
Yeah.
So Luka over points, and I will also sprinkle on Luka 40 or more points at +400 tonight. Those are our NBA bets for opening night. You know, music down, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jake. We love you. You know, we wanted to do something a little special for everybody on opening night in the NBA. From first touchdown scorers to first basket scorers. Hit the music, please.
On the hardwood and the crew a little bit delayed on island time. I don't blame them. It's a Tuesday.
Time.
Usually Monday and Thursday is when we're dialed in. On a Tuesday, we're never doing the island. But we have a great time as it's opening night. As Curtis Blow said, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Let's go ahead and celebrate the association with our first game and our first field goal scorer, the Rockets and the Thunder. For Houston, we're living on a prayer. Take me to church. Amen Thompson at 8-1 as the ball handler for Houston with no Fred VanVleet. And for the champions, it's the MVP of the regular season, of the Western Conference, of the NBA Finals. And tonight, when he's your first field goal scorer, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at +575. And how about for a nightcap, folks, in Golden State and LA, the Warriors, we will find our joy as our friend Jimmy Butler will find his joy at +750. And for the Lakers, the succession plan is here, but everyone's looking at Luka. So I'm going with little country, Austin Reeves, or as the kids call him, Ball Out Boy, +525. And I will see you on the island with all these vending machine bets. Please bet carefully.
What do the kids call Austin Reeves?
Ball out boy, after he looked like an emo rock band player when that one press conference.
That is hilarious. You know what? We'll see everybody tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Can you take us to the end of the show in Femi's Island?
And that does it for this edition of You Better, You Better. We're wishing all of you out there minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Happy NBA to all of you and yours.
Yeah, we ended a little early there. I'll take us to the end. Jake, how much time's left? 5 seconds? All right, everybody. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Peace.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.